I have wasted so much money over the years. If I could turn it back into money, all the things I bought that didn't bring me any benefit, my expenses would be covered for a year, maybe more. That is a lot of time I wasted, because I worked for my money. Every penny of it. For about a decade I owned a magazine that catered to adult entertainment. So I had a chance to observe the men who showered money on it, and entertainers who showered the same money on dudes who put it up their noses. In this week's Borowitz Report, Andy Borowitz says, USA the envy of world after $10 billion in campaign ads changes almost nothing. There are 53 countries that produce less wealth in a year than was spent on advertising people wanting to have position and power in the USA. So yeah, I am a wasteful person in the most wasteful country on earth. Or is Russia in competition with military spending? I don't know the numbers, but I just got my order of Russian-made valerian, a sleep herbal extract. Muscle test says it's toxic. Muscle test says it was extracted with some toxic agent. I am throwing it out. If I want to poison myself, and eventually I might, I want to know exactly what kills me. Is that too much to ask for? I just finished reading Michael Connelly's latest book, Desert Star. In it, Harry Bosch has a stash of toxic pills for the time when he won't want to live. He takes the pills out of the drawer every morning, and puts them back every night. I love the idea. Stop wasting time. Appreciate it. Every day is a gift. He finally gets his white whale who got away after killing a whole family and buries them in the desert. Turns out that he made killing a habitual way of getting people's entire company. Yeah, that is one way. Not my way. I hope it isn't yours either. So back to wasting money. How is it that most people value money before they make it and not afterwards? What is it that changes the value of money? Do you know? With strippers it is clear. With murders it is clear. To me. But with you, who supposedly get your money in socially acceptable ways. In the Money Roots workshop this coming Saturday we'll look at the unexamined dynamic that won't allow you to fully benefit from the time and the money you spend. Yeah, time. We waste time and energy too. The biggest gap I see, personally, in my clients and customers is the overvaluation of money, and the underestimation of time. Or the gap between their ambition and the desire. The more it's taken for you to make your money, historically, the more you'll know to invest the effort to make your money work for you. The more you respect and appreciate yourself, the more you respect your money. You don't respect anyone, including yourself. You spend your money as if it weren't you who made it. The lack of self-respect will express itself in your spending. That is maybe the most painful aspect of this Money Roots thing, getting to an insight that hurts. When I was little, judging from my mother's actions, emotions and words towards me, I decided that I was utterly and completely worthless. That I was expandable. Like a paper cup after you used it. My relationship to money reflects that. And no matter how hard I have been working on changing that original self-evaluation, it seems that it won't go. Can't go. And that gap between our conscious treating ourself, the things we say, the things we demand others say about us, and that early sentence is still dominating our behavior with our time and our money. Probably elsewhere too. So if it cannot be fixed, if it cannot be changed, why come to a class that digs deep to see it in all its gory glory? The closer I got to the exact wording of that sentence, the better my relationship to money and time has become. Now I can override the instinctual wasteful urges, and actually manage my time and my money. And my well-being. That is closely connected. And manage what I put in my head. So in my experience, knowing exactly what the invisible dynamic, the undertow wants, I can counter it. The undertow, universally, says, to everyone, I am not worth it. I just muscle tested if billionaires have that too. And they do. Their undertow says the same thing. The difference between you and them is that they know what it says, and therefore they can mount a defense, and consistently win. The most underachiever people I have a chance to observe, mean to fix that original sentence by declaring to themselves and to the world, I am special. They do because they think that talk is an effective defense. It isn't. They think that their words matter against the sentence, because they think that their word has power. But because it doesn't work, and doesn't work at all, no matter what the positive thinking BS says, they are the ultimate losers, who won't put up actions, effective actions to actually be worth anything. The only thing that makes a difference in reality is what you do and how you do it. Words' role is only to set the direction, the to what end, and the how. They are very important, but they don't do anything, don't change anything unless the words are connected to action. Upon looking at the GDP, gross national product of 190 countries, one can get an insight about a few things. Obviously, the infrastructure of a country, the means they produce with matters. But when you compare two countries with similar resources, the country where people see that their actions can effectively enrich them, is the country that wins. Comparing the United States and Russia, Americans have a feeling that they can benefit from their production more than their Russian counterpart. So they produce more. Even though both countries are ruled by oligarchy. So that is where time comes in. If you learn to use the power moves I teach that allow you to live your life powerfully, more of your energy can go to making money. A life you don't live powerfully, that life you can't love. And if you don't love your life, you can't love yourself. What kind of life is that? A life where you feel miserable about yourself and about your life. There are not many power moves. But without them you won't have a life that you live powerfully. One of your major inner enemies is the compensatory statement you made up to compete with the I am worthless statement. It is in the neighborhood of I am smart or I am special and the therefore that you say after that, therefore I don't have to work to actually be smart / special / winner in the world. The world is full of people who think they deserve more, but who habitually invest less than what would get them more. With people who delusively think that they can learn skills by hearing about it once. Just consider that learning to ride the unicycle is an easier skill than learning the power moves of life. So when trying the unicycle, or the skill, and falling down, that doesn't mean it's not worth it. It only means that it takes more time and more effort, more understanding to do it the right way. And if you don't invest the time and the effort, that only means that you allowed the undertow to win. The undertow that says, you are not worth it. Come to the Money Roots on Saturday if you are intrigued. It's at 11 a.m. EST. That is New York Standard Time. Get to the roots to get the upper hand. In my workshops there is only one agenda, to go deeper to the roots of things in a way that you can see what you can do to compensate effectively against the invisible dynamic that is working feverishly to fail you. P.S. Let me share with you one of the easy moves I prevent myself from wasting money. I see an offer. Maybe I want it. I want what it promises. I may even need it. So I ask the question. Will I do the work necessary to make it really useful? Read and put the teaching in action? Listen and put the teaching in action? The answer is 99% of the time, no. And I just saved myself the money. And I saved myself from further eroding my self-respect, my self-love. 99% of my buyers don't ask that simple question. They buy what they want, what they need. But then they won't use it. Won't invest the time to implement. Thus they wasted their money and they wasted their self-respect. Anything and everything I teach, sell, offer is harder than learning to ride the unicycle. Have you ever asked yourself why you are expecting to know how to ride the unicycle from listening to me talk, or scanning one of my articles? Have you asked yourself, if there are only 1,000 people on the planet who have this knowledge, why do you expect to learn it by reading an article or listening to me on a call?